It's Saturday, the 24th of November. It's day 24 of Napod Pomo, and I burnt my finger. And if you ask me why, or even the how I burned my finger, that's where I get a little bit embarrassed. We had dinner a short time ago, and we're all sat around the dining table, and I've got two candle holder thingies that were in the middle of the table. And Caroline, in her wisdom, decided that she was going to try and blow them out in such a way that it wasn't obvious that she was doing it. Like, she'll sit there and go, and blow a candle out. And then she'd giggle like a child. But I wanted to take a photograph of one of the candle holders because it was given to us by a friend of mine quite some time ago. And I wanted to take a photograph to post it to Facebook just to remind her that we have still got this. So I tried to relight the candle, but because of the position of the actual candle inside the holder, it was difficult to get to. So I kind of fired up the lighter to relight it and ended up burning my finger. Quite a bit, actually. It does hurt, but it just means I'm a pillock. That's all. That's simple. The girls are, in fact, all the girls, including Caroline, are currently in the living room watching You've Been Framed. So if you hear any giggles and raucous laughter from the living room, you will know why. Anyhow, my concerns about the live broadcast of the most recent version of the Bugcast, which took place last night, were completely unfounded. It was a brilliant show. It's one of the best shows we've done in quite some time. I'm really quite chuffed with it. The music choices were excellent. The interaction in the chat room was brilliant. And the conversation we had afterwards in Mumble was great. It was really good. I didn't actually get to bed till about 2:30. No, it was 2 o'clock we got to bed. After sorting the show out and then talking on Mumble, then doing some catch up and getting the show ready for release, ended up going to bed quite late. So anyway, I suppose I'm going to play you a track. Now, this is a track that we played quite recently on the Bugcast 227, which I think was in September. That would be my first show as a 40-year-old. That's sad, isn't it? It's a really nice acoustic piece by a group called Bat in the Saddle. Now, they're based out of Leeds, up in Yorkshire, so not too far from here. It's about 15 minutes from here, and I think they approached me on SoundCloud and said, you know, check out our music. And I heard this track, and there were two versions of it. There was a studio version and a live acoustic version. And it was the live acoustic version which really grabbed me, because it just sounded so much more natural. I don't know whether you find that, that there's a lot more depth in live performances of instrumental music. And when I say instrumental, I mean like people sitting down and playing instruments. But this was just the lead singer and the guitarist at this live gig. And the track is just brilliant, and I really hope you enjoy it. So this is Bat in the Saddle with Regret and Relief, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Take care. Bye. Except that wasn't. What a burk. This is Bat in the Saddle and Regret and Relief, and I will catch you tomorrow.
Myself on your tracks, beckon the wreckage on. Turns out you were everything you said you weren't all alone. Regret and relief may just keep us in the light after all. to get out of the dark for so long. Pulled me up inch by inch, day by day, try to change and please you will. Oh, get just enough fill the cup. This sick pup, try to project your fears onto anyone. But you're not yourself, but I'm on a shelf. Forget about it. I laid myself on your tracks and called the wreckage off. Turns out you were everything you protested against all along. Regret and relief may just keep me in the light after all. Oh, now you step aside. I thought I hid my head in the clouds, but this is pea soup, pea soup, chopping in a bite-sized portion, feeding to the troops. This is pea soup, pea soup, and I thought I hid my head in the clouds. This is pea soup, pea soup, chopping in a bite-sized portion, and feeding to the troops. This is pea soup, trying to change and please you will. Just enough to fill the cup. This sick pup trying to project your fears onto anyone. Just not yourself.